Welcome and thanks for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. The idea of starting a business can be very intimidating and overwhelming, and we'll dig into that a little bit with Tanya from Body One Wellness, how it felt for her to take the jump and decide to create the business that she knew she wanted to. Joined by Tanya Versteeg of Body One Wellness. How are you?
Fine.
All right. I want to ask you some questions about being an entrepreneur, businesswoman in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
So, okay, really, what's that like? Because you and I have grown up around hardworking parents. So, I mean, we're not a stranger to, you know, trying to do things for yourself. I mean, mom would do the babysitting thing. Dad always did his tennis lessons and side gigs. But taking that on as your full-time thing, was that scary for you?
Well, yeah, because you don't have a steady income. You don't know where your next dollar's coming from. And you have good weeks, and you're like, okay, I'm doing it. And then you look at your, like, I've had weeks I look, and I can't find enough places to schedule people. And the next week, I have, like, two appointments. And you're like, what's going on? What's happening? And so you kind of have that, oh, crap moment and stuff like that, because it's so up and down. But it's... I like the idea of making my own schedule and having my own routine and doing my own thing.
Is that what sold it for you? I mean, when you go back and think, I mean, that's a big jump to take, to think, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, knowing that your schedule's not going to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because you knew that going in, that it was going to be, it's not going to be 9 to 5 steady all the time.
Exactly. And I think that having my mentors that are massage therapists for so long and watching them do it over the years, I think gave me that thing in the back of my head that says, you know, they told you this could happen, and they've gone through it. They know what it's all about. And at any moment, I know I could call or text any one of them and say, I'm about to jump. And they would talk me down from the ledge. So, but yeah, I mean, I've always kind of wanted to have my own business and do my own thing. And so that was always enticing for me. And I feel like doing that, I think I would enjoy the work no matter what, but I just like that, knowing that it's mine and I'm doing it all on my own. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me how to do it. And it's all what I make of it. So it's all on me, and that's a lot of pressure, but it's also, again, it's exactly what I make it. I can make it a job, or I can make it a career and something that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you were first, when did you first get that tug that, yeah, this is something I think I want to do?
As far as massage therapy goes, or having my own business?
Both.
I think it was both, because I've been interested in massage therapy probably about roughly 12 years ago when I was still in physical therapy school.
Ah.
And I was on track to be a PT. I thought that's what I wanted to do. And then I met a physical therapist. She called herself a manual therapist, which a lot of them still do. But she taught me so much in that 8 weeks that opened my eyes. And it's techniques that I still use today that I always fall back on that I knew worked. And it kind of showed me my gift of touch, if you will. So I've had a lot of clients say, oh, you're gifted. And it just really opened my eyes up that this is something, I'm good at this. I can do this. And then again, there's other therapists along the way that have shown me stuff, and they've just been very inspiring. So I think that going into business for myself was just that much more enticing.
Very good. We'll have more with Tanya from Body One Wellness after a quick word from our sponsor. Grit Because is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. So it does help when you feel like you've got that support, that people are telling you it's a gift.
Right.
And that gives you a little extra confidence boost to push you in that direction to take on your own business endeavors.
Yeah. And there's times that you doubt yourself and you're like, gosh, am I really good at this? Am I really, you know, this, what's happening? You know, again, those weeks when you're like, I'm not as busy as I thought I was going to be, you know, now what, you know, that kind of thing. And then you have somebody come in and, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, you've helped me so much. I've not been able to turn my head this far in so long and stuff like that. So you're just like, okay, maybe I am good at this.
Yeah.
You know? So it kind of restores your faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And also, again, changing the mindset that, you know, this isn't a job for me. This is what I'm, this is what I do, what I am, what I love, and how I'm giving back to, you know, helping people with pain. You know, everybody's walking around with pain. And if I can help them take a 8 to 10 out of pain level down to even a 6 or a 5, that's great. You know,
yeah.
So it's whatever I can do to help them along their way. I'm not going to cure anybody. I'm not going to fix anybody. But if I can help them along their journey, that's what I want to do.
That's amazing. So. You are helping people. That is, I mean, you've helped me so much. I know there are a ton of people that have spoke great things about what you've done for them. What's your next step in continuing making that passion, keeping the passion alive, keep doing what you like doing, which is helping people feel better? What's your next step to make sure you continue to do that?
Education. So I just started getting into fire cupping, as some people have probably seen. So, and I'm, you know, people are probably like, oh God, who's letting her play with fire? But it's fun. But
watch out, people.
Practicing responsibly, I promise, before I
Good.
Start running around with matches and
yeah,
cups and
scary.
Everything.
Yeah, scary.
But yeah, Keisha McDaniel, shout out to her. She's showed me fire cupping, and she's been another one of the mentors along my journey that has helped me out and, you know, has given me support. But there's other just so many techniques out there. So along with fire cupping and things that help with myofascial release, I'm really wanting to sink my teeth into and dig into alignment, biomechanics, structural things, and what causes those imbalances, not just releasing the tissues, but what else is going on. So I keep telling people, like students or, you know, clients of mine, you know, they ask me about how I figure things out. And I said, well, I don't look at what's in the area. I look at what else is in the area and what else can be going on. And that's my challenge for myself, is to figure that out and get that education to help the whole body.
Okay. We're talking with Tanya, Body One Wellness. What was also the defining point for you going back to deciding, when you were in PT school, you started getting interested in massage therapy? Where did you finally start to see that dividing line where, hey, I like this over that? What was that, and why was this better than that for you?
Massage therapy gives me more freedom to do more. With PT, you have, you know, you have prescriptions, you have doctors and things like that that you communicate with, which that's great and everything. But when somebody walks in, for example, if they come in with a shoulder problem, I can see a hip that might be messed up contributing to the shoulder problem, and I can treat that hip as well. So it's not just, you know, I don't have, quote, as many rules, if you will, to follow. And perhaps that's changed a little bit more since I've been out of the PT area and I'm more in the massage, where, again, it's just more open and flexible, if you will. So
awesome. Well, we are looking forward to the benefits of your education being furthered. Body One Wellness, check it out. We'll have some Facebook posts for you. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.